Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas. My guest for this segment is Julia E. Heath. She's the co-founder of the California Capital Venue Coalition, which is a relatively new title for you, Julia. Normally, you're staying busy with your work at Harlow's, and on top of that, you also do photography, graphic design, and branding through your website, juliaeheath.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hello, Doug. Thanks so much for having me. I'm flattered.
You got your hands full these days, and let's start. If someone's not familiar, tell me, what is the California Capital Venue Coalition, Julia?
Yes. So to keep it short and sweet, the California Capital Venue Coalition is the unification of Sacramento's independent entertainment venues. We came together in June of this year in direct response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I was just going to say, yeah, how did you guys get started with the CCVC?
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously a lot more that went into it. It was kind of a whirlwind of passion and fear, honestly. When everything shut down in March, we as venues realized that we would all be shut down for a really long time, and no one was riding in on the white horse to financially bail us out. So it became clear that we were going to need to make our own voices as loud as possible to communicate our needs. We were really lucky in having the National Independent Venue Association, or NIVA, step up to the plate immediately, and they started having those important conversations with legislators, and they were creating content to help us all communicate our situation. They gathered data from every venue in the country and found that close to 90% of independent venues would close within 6 months without financial intervention. I mean, I would challenge anyone to name one business that can be completely closed for 6 months and survive. But yeah, I mean, aside from working with NIVA, we've been collaborating with other venue operators in other cities who either already have venue coalitions of their own or were in the process of forming their own in response to COVID like we did. Some organizations just like in Washington and Austin and Chicago really helped us get on track to form the CCVC.
Yeah, and you mentioned we're not getting a lot of help. I mean, it's just kind of silly. I read something the other day that Tom Brady got like, I don't know, $900,000 from the CARES Act or something like that. It's like, oh yeah, that's a guy that really needs money, right?
Man, $900,000 would mean so much to so many other people, businesses, but you know, I hope he spends it wisely.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I heard he went out and bought a boat, so that, you know, that's important, right?
Right. He needs to have a good time.
No, I mean, that's the thing is you guys, restaurants, I mean, everyone just kind of been left to survive on their own. State of California is trying to do what they can. But these clowns in Congress are just, you know, they gave us a $1,200 stimulus check. What was that, about 6-8 months ago? And nothing since.
Yeah. And we do have, there's actually a venue-specific act that's on the table in Congress. Fingers crossed extra hard for that one. But aside from that, yeah, it's been rough for everyone.
Yeah, no question. Who are the member venues of the California Capital Venue Coalition, Julia?
Currently, we have Harlow's, The Starlet Room, The Crest, Torch Club, Cafe Colonial, Laughs Unlimited, Stab Comedy Theater, and The Boardwalk in Orangevale. And those were the initial venues that we reached out to because we all fit the same independent venue criteria. We definitely see the coalition expanding to include more venues, promoters, other entertainment-related organizations in town.
Obviously, we're all in this together, and everyone can use the help.
Yeah, definitely. And we kind of, I mean, when we were putting together who to ask to join this organization, we looked at venues who were independent, for-profit, although none of us are for-profit right now,
right.
That rely on live entertainment as a part of their business model. And there are certainly, you know, bars and restaurants that have a stage in their building, but a lot of them have been able to operate in some capacity since March, and they're also, you know, eligible for some loans and grants that our venues are not. And then also from a geographic point of view, we knew that we were going to be going after some grants and some loans, and we wanted to make sure that we were all, for the most part, eligible for the same thing so we could focus our efforts.
Right. How does it make you feel when you see some of the people that are kind of bending the laws and staying open against the curfew and stuff like that?
You know, I'm a lot chiller about it now than I was, but it's just, I mean, it gets you riled up because it's like, there are businesses that have been completely closed, and then there are these people who are just taking advantage of the fact that there are, you know, minimal repercussions, there's no accountability, and it's just ruining it for the rest of us. And so we're all back in lockdown because of that.
Yeah, it's frustrating because if we can all just team up and do what's been recommended, we can put an end to this pandemic.
Absolutely. And there are a lot of people who are working together and working really hard to try to get everyone on the right track, but yeah, you can't do it without everyone participating.
Why should I care about saving independent entertainment venues?
When we say quote unquote independent venues, we're separating these businesses from the venues that are run by corporations. Corporations go after what they know is going to win every time, and independent venues are more likely to foster and develop local talent. That's one of the main things.
Right.
Many of our local venues in town, we have a local act on almost every single show, whether it's an opening act or a headliner or a completely local show, which I think is incredible. It doesn't happen at non-independent venues. Making sure we provide a space for our local talent to grow is critical all the time if we're ever going to have the vibrant creative community that so many people want to see. And making sure these spaces still exist for local artists to come back to when the pandemic is over is going to be all the more critical because they've been out of work for months as well. And we provide jobs for them. If independent venues go away, local performers are squeezed out of the equation as well. And when you replace historic independent venues with cookie-cutter corporate venues, you start to lose the character of the city.
No question about it. Harlow's has been closed for the duration. If somebody's listening right now and they want to help you guys out, can we go to the website and buy some merch or something like that? What do you guys got going on the website, Julia?
Absolutely. So Harlow's, we actually came out with a bunch of new merch items in the beginning of the pandemic because we were like, we have no income. Hopefully people want to buy some merch. And the response was great. We have some really cool items, some t-shirts, some pint glasses, some koozies. I'm actually working on a really cool New Year's Eve package as well. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, most of our venues have merch and a lot of them have websites. A lot of them are reachable by email. So there are definitely ways to get some swag and support your favorite venue at the same time.
And you've got links to everybody online at cacapitalvenuecoalition.org. And of course, that's capital with an O.
Yes, absolutely.
What does the California Capital Venue Coalition hope to achieve?
Frankly, just survival for all of our venues. And the path to survival involved forming better relationships with local politicians, decision makers, and making sure that our venues are part of the conversation about who absolutely needs support right now. And, you know, we have some long-term goals as well about how to foster the local creative community, but we'll pivot to that when we're no longer in survival mode. We just want
right.
to make it.
Right. You use the P word, and of course, that's something we've all been using for a long time, and it's, I call it the COVID pivot. You know, we've all been
yep.
forced to change the way we operate, change the way we live, really, and it's going to lead to some better judgment. We're going to have some better ideas moving forward on what works and what doesn't.
Absolutely. And, you know, this whole time I've been saying, obviously, we are in a bad position, but at the same time, we are the creatives in the community, and it takes creativity to survive something like this. So we have a little bit of an advantage there.
Right. I saw something online recently, and it talked about how paintings and stuff like that is perfect for the walls. And then, of course, music is what the rest of us need to fill the air.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's all about shaping who you are, shaping how you see the world. And paintings, music, it's all important to that.
We would be just completely bored in a world without music, that's for sure.
Yes, I certainly would be.
No question. What have you guys been doing to achieve the goals of the California Capital Venue Coalition, Julia?
Yeah, so besides, you know, forming new relationships with people and other organizations in town, we've been focusing on collecting data about our industry. Numbers are the closest thing the world has to a universal language. But in our industry, we've never really had to ask for help before. So we don't have the data that, you know, some of the other sectors do have when they have to prove their case and prove their worth. NEVA has been citing a study that shows that for every $1 in ticket revenue, $12 in local economic activities generated between, you know, neighboring bars, restaurants, ride shares, parking fees, merchandise, on and on.
Even hotels for people that come from out of town.
Hotels, absolutely. We're a huge tourism driver. So collecting data like this specifically for our venues and presenting it to the people who are making the decisions has really been our way of saying we're here and it's really going to hurt everyone if we leave. And then of course, on a federal level, we've been working with NEVA to help get the Save Our Stages Act on the table, which it is. And if/when that passes, venues across the country are going to be thrown a lifeline that they really need. So
moving at the speed of Congress.
Moving at the speed of Congress.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, we've all had the rug pulled out from under us, and I don't think any industry has been hit harder than the restaurant industry and, of course, the live entertainment, you know, and you guys, I mean, struggling to survive. And I understand you guys are collaborating with some other industries, Julia. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, and that has been, I think, both the most critical part of this whole thing and my favorite part, because I love making new connections. But early on, I connected with Julie Baker at Californians for the Arts. And it's an amazing arts advocacy group in our state. And she really helped me apply some techniques that other types of creative businesses have been using to advocate for themselves. And she really encouraged me to try to work with as many different organizations as possible. And for the first time ever, music venues are being included in the greater, you know, arts and culture conversation with museums, art galleries, symphonies, which is really exciting. And locally, we've been welcomed with open arms by organizations like the Impact Foundry, Verge Center for the Arts, and more, which has been really cool meeting all these people who have been, you know, down on the ground doing hard work in this town for years, and they've really made changes. Music and performance of any kind is absolutely art, and it's actually one of the more accessible types of art, so it's really exciting to start to see it integrate more into the arts and culture community.
Some of my friends call me Mr. Brightside because I can find a positive to just about everything. And one of the things that I found through the pandemic is a lot of people are getting to know each other a little better and making new friends and kind of looking at each other to help survive.
Yes, definitely. And that's, I mean, when the pandemic hit, we were all locked away in our houses. And I think that, you know, part of being human is just craving that kind of social connection. And because we couldn't see anyone in person anyway, we couldn't see our normal friends. So we made new friends.
Right.
And I've met so many incredible people and I'm so thankful for all of them. And it's definitely going to affect all of us, I think, for the better when we get out of this too. So
once we get all this in the rearview mirror, I think there's going to be hugs. Everyone's going to be hugging everybody.
Yes. I can't wait to hug every single person.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Julia E. Heath. She's the co-founder of the California Capital Venue Coalition, online at cacapitalvenuecoalition.org, cacapitalvenuecoalition.org, and that's capital with an O. Now, Julia, some people say music venues come and go, just like other types of businesses. How do you respond to that?
My short response is no, they don't. Operating a venue is very expensive with a very low profit margin, and it's in an industry that is very difficult to just jump into because to a certain degree it relies on your relationships with other people in the industry. And it's all about building and fostering trust, and without that, you fail. So agents and managers need to know who you are before they send their band to your venue, and that takes, you know, years to build. And venue turnover rate is incredibly slow and can be painful compared to some other business models. And I mean, just think about how many restaurants have opened up during COVID. That's crazy to me. And then how many new venues have opened up in Sacramento over the past 5 years? A very small number. So it's, yeah, they don't come and go.
Right. No question about it. I know you guys have been around for a while, and I can't wait till Harlow's gets to open up fully, hopefully soon.
I know. I mean, that's fingers crossed for that.
That's what we want Santa to bring, right?
Right. Bring us. Everyone is healthy and we're all able to go back and dance with our friends.
Right. Other than the current 3-week stay-at-home order, have venues been able to modify their business models to stay open in any capacity?
No. I mean, some venues have developed new merch or sold off some of their alcohol, but venues won't be able to do what they're designed to do for over a year. So there's really no loophole that we can get through.
That's been one of the most amazing things, is being able to go and get some alcohol to go.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there are going to be some new holiday packages coming soon from Harlow's and potentially some other venues, too. So stay tuned.
Yes, absolutely. You guys are very active on Facebook, too, so it'd be a good idea to follow you there.
Yeah, definitely. Facebook and Instagram. Those are where you're going to find all the info about what we're up to.
And where can we find you on Facebook and Instagram?
The CCVC is on Instagram as @CCVC916. And then the Facebook name is just the California Capital Venue Coalition. Harlow's is on Harlow's @Harlow's Nightclub. And just Harlow's on Facebook.
How have your goals shifted since the beginning of the pandemic?
Our goals haven't so much shifted as they have expanded, I would say. And we realized that we couldn't just show up and knock on city council's door and ask for a certain amount of money. So we've really been focusing on broadening our perspective. And personally, I've been trying to make as many connections for the CCVC as I can, like I've been saying, by collaborating with other organizations and other individuals. And we've also tried to focus more on coming up with awareness campaigns, which NEVA has really been taking the lead on, and we're just following suit.
What does community support mean to you?
In the beginning, the community support really told us that they care about us and they care about what we're doing, which is really important because we're all feeling pretty low, I think. We also know that the community has the most power in terms of putting pressure on elected officials, which is critical. And we've sent out a few calls to action for folks to, you know, write letters to Congress, and thrilled to say that that was effective because that's the only reason that the Save Our Stages Act is on the table right now. So it wouldn't be there without the collective voice of the people. And then also, for me personally, since I feel like I've been running on adrenaline for the past 9 months.
Sure.
The community support just really adds fuel to my fire because sometimes it's really easy to get caught up and overwhelmed and forget that people actually care about what I'm doing. And yeah, the sense of community in Sacramento is unprecedented, and it's our venues owe everything to our locals.
Yeah, never in our wildest dreams did we think that all of a sudden it would be, okay, you're going to have to close for 9 months plus. What?
Right.
I'm not ready for
right.
that.
And then it's like, do people really like us? Are they going to care? Are they going to be sad? They miss us, which is
just crazy.
A good feeling, and I hope we're able to come back.
Yep, absolutely. We're keeping our fingers crossed. What's next for the California Capital Venue Coalition, and what happens to you guys once the pandemic is over?
So currently, as in the last couple of weeks, we've been in the process of some state-level organization, which is really exciting. I speak constantly with people at venues in San Francisco and Southern California, and we're finally taking on the beast that is the state of California. So I'm really excited about what's going to happen there. And then locally, when the pandemic is over, we have some ideas for ways that venues can really step up and work with local government and other businesses to get our creative economy back on the trajectory that we were on before March, because we had such a great momentum. And I want to get us back there. And we just need to make sure that we make it, because when we're thriving, the city is thriving, and vice versa. It's really a symbiotic relationship.
So other than hugging everybody we see, what's the first thing you want to do once Sacramento venues open back up?
I want to throw a huge local show that's just, you know, locally driven. I just want to dance and see my friends, and I want everyone else to see their friends. And I just want to have a good time. And it's been a really big blow for everyone not being able to see their Sacramento family and enjoy each other's company and art for so long. And a lot of us have had significant life changes happen during these 9 months. And I just would love to reconnect with everyone with music involved.
Yeah, the Zoom meetings are nice, but in person would be so much better right now.
Yes, it's so much different. Zoom does not compare.
Right. Yeah, there's no hugs over Zoom.
No.
Well, Julia, what's the best way for our listeners to find out more and to offer support for you guys?
Well, following us on Instagram and Facebook is great. You know, again, Instagram is at CCVC916. And yeah, I mean, just stay tuned. We might have some more calls to action, and we really, really need the voices of the community to make changes happen. Also, purchasing merch from any of our venues is incredibly helpful. Any dollar counts at this point, and we have some cool stuff, so you could look pretty cool on the streets too.
Absolutely. You can look pretty cool in your next Zoom meeting.
I know, right? Just get that bold Harlow's logo up there. People are going to be like, oh, this guy knows about music.
Absolutely.
Having your voices ready is the main thing that's going to get us through this.
And you've got links to all the venues that are a part of the California Capital Venue Coalition on the website, which is cacapitalvenuecoalition.org. And that's capital with an O. What makes the difference, by the way? Capital with an A, capital with an O?
Capital with an A is actually like the capital city. Capital with an O is the capital building. And we were thinking about it, and we decided to go with capital building because we knew that we would potentially want to make some statewide changes. And now we're finally on the track to doing that by having these state-level conversations.
I love it.
We were just thinking about the future.
That's great. No, you guys put some thought into it, and now it makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we're early on a Sunday morning, Julia. In case someone's just joining us, give me a little bit of background. What is the California Capital Venue Coalition, and what do you guys do?
To put it simply, the California Capital Venue Coalition is the unification of Sacramento's independent entertainment venues, and we formed together in June of this year in direct response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're basically just here advocating for the survival of our venues because we're going to be shut down for upwards of a year, and we want to make it to see the end.
Yeah, that's just so amazing. As we mentioned earlier, too, someone's just going to, you know, knock on your door and say, hey, you need to be closed for the next 12 months. How are you going to handle that?
Yeah. Well, you need to be closed, and we're not going to do anything to help you. You're on your own, which is absolutely insane.
Right.
But we're doing our best, and we are not waiting for anyone to come help us. We're going to try to help ourselves. So.
Absolutely. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Julia E. Heath is the co-founder of the California Capital Venue Coalition, online at cacapitalvenuecoalition.org, cacapitalvenuecoalition.org, and that's capital with an O. Julia, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Doug. This is great.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit organization, email sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!